It's number 200 in the book. Number 200. Sing that last verse. The instruments sound so good, at least from where I'm sitting. Maybe you can't hear them so well from where you are because of all the noise of the people that are singing all around you. So, instruments, would you play a verse, a chorus, and then we'll all join together on that last. Thank you. to sing it also. Number 93. Everything that you've ever done wrong in the past. There's enough blood that was shed for your sin, the total whole package. Doesn't matter what you've done, and some of you have done a lot, not good. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. None of us are righteous, no, not one. But that's not just 20 years ago, 80 years ago, a year and a half ago. But we can be washed and cleansed afresh. Hebrews talks about that, sprinkled afresh. You know, you got a couple weeks ahead of you, some of you as guests, some of you as staff, and you've got jobs to do and you've got ministry to perform, and we need to be clean. That's number one, prerequisite. Not learned, not gifted, not able, but clean. Empty earthen vessels, clean, through Jesus. That comes before being filled. Empty earthen vessels, clean, through Jesus' precious blood. Come ye needy, one and all, and in human consecration wait before the throne of grace till the Holy Ghost shall fall. But the Holy Ghost doesn't fall upon unclean vessels, or does he? Who ascends to the hill of the Lord? The psalmist answers that in Psalm 24. He that hath what? Clean hands and a pure heart. Now, I don't have to look too far back in the rearview mirror to find dirty hands and impure heart. My life. Maybe something you've said, something you've thought, something you've done. But we can be sprinkled afresh. You know that 1 John 1:9, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. That's in the present continuous tense in Greek. I don't know Greek, but I know that much. Present continuous means the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, is cleansing us right now. If you allow Him to cleanse you, if you sense a need in your heart, something that might not be pleasing in His sight, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and see if there's any wicked way in me. And David prayed. He said, Lord, I might have presumptuous sins. There might be something hidden that I don't even know. I'm not aware of. I haven't even felt a conviction for that yet. But Lord, if there's anything in me, if there's anything that defiles, Calvary covers it all. If you let Calvary cover it all. Now, maybe there's a Pharisee or two among us. You know, the Pharisees were the religious ones that didn't need anybody to help them because they were clean just by virtue of the fact that they went to a church in the Ridgewood Fellowship, or that they attended the youth retreat at Pilgrim Camp, or that they grew up somewhere and were baptized by whoever. So they didn't need any help. There was a whole church of people like that in Revelation. We're rich. We're increased with goods. We don't need anything. Well, we're not rich, unless maybe some of you here are. We're not increased with goods, and we have need of a lot. And what we need is Jesus. And we need the blood of Jesus. And we need Calvary to cover it all so that we'd be clean, empty, earthen vessels. And so I'm thankful for communion. It reminds us. Remember, Jesus said, remember this. Remember me. When you celebrate this, remember me. Remember what I did. What did you do? You died on the cross to cleanse me, to save me, and to keep me clean. And so I'm thankful tonight that we can open our hearts to Jesus. And, you know, it's not wrong to say, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. Lord, forgive me my sin, our sin, as we forgive those that sin against us. That's how Jesus taught his disciples to pray. And so it's a good prayer to pray. Lord, wash me in your blood. Calvary, cover it all. My past with its sin, its stain, the little foxes that spoil the vine, the larger, whatever it might be. Calvary, cover it all. Cleanse me and wash me, whiter than snow. Now, the instruments sounded good before, but so do the voices. And maybe you'd like to sing that chorus, just all the voices, and make it your prayer. Not just a beautiful song and a beautiful sound, but make it your prayer as we sing that chorus. Calvary covers it all, my past with its sin. And maybe you want to just let the Lord wash you afresh and sprinkle your heart, your mind, with his precious blood. Let's sing it together. Calvary covers it all, my past with its sin and stain, my guilt and despair. Jesus took on him there, and covers it all. thou seest, I patiently wait. Come now and within me a new heart create. To those who have sought thee, thou never said no. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow.
Hallelujah.
this meeting is going to be looking forward to the next period at camp, third period. We're thankful for the counselors, the staff. Staff, a lot of them are just going to, you're stuck here. You're here for 2 weeks. But counselors, you're going to disappear tomorrow. The boys come and the little ones for the cottage. We're glad we can be together tonight. We can pray for one another, encourage one another, and have communion together. But before we look forward, I think it would be right that we look backward and say, Lord, continue to bless those children that were here first period, second period, that you've done a work in. You've come to them. You've saved some. You've drawn others back to yourself and to the fold. We don't want to forget them. They're done. No, they're not. God has begun a good work, and he wants to finish the work. And we want to pray that God will keep that which he has wrought. It's a good prayer that we read in the Bible. Lord, keep that which you have wrought. Keep it by the Holy Ghost. Well, God's able. God's able to continue a work in the little cottage hearts that were open to him. Lord, we pray for those children, especially the children that were here throughout the summer, Lord, first period, second period. Hard to believe we're at the halfway point already. Lord, you've done much. You've done much for the boys and the girls that have been here at camp. And Lord, I don't know hardly any of them, but you know them all. And Lord, whatever was wrought, whatever you have done, we pray that you will keep that good thing. Oh, Lord, dear Lord, the word of God that these children have heard, we pray that it will go deep, deep into their hearts. Lord, how shall they be clean and kept clean? By taking heed according to your word. Lord, may they be reminded of the things they've learned and been assured of, knowing of whom they have learned them. Lord, from a child, Lord, they've been given the opportunity to hear the holy scriptures, which are able to make them wise unto salvation. So we pray that you'll do that, Lord. Whether they attend a church, we hope they do. But Lord, maybe some of them are not afforded that privilege in the homes they come from. But keep that work going, O God. Continue to find a way to keep it going. Water it, feed it, help them to grow. Lord, now back in their homes, the older ones, Lord, that face other temptations and troubles, Lord, we pray that you'll bless them, be with them, and keep them, Lord Jesus, from all the onslaught of this world and of the enemy. We thank you, Lord, that you have young men and young women, children, boys and girls, kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. And Lord, we believe that for every one of our campers that have been here. For Jesus' sake, we ask it. We thank you for it. Amen. Amen.